Allstate.com/backup.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He has produced a birth certificate. It shows his mother gave birth to him in Hawaii. It is stamped and sealed by the state of Hawaii. It is confirmed, and Fox News can confirm, the President of the United States is a citizen of the United States, period.
All right, well, there's Shepard Smith saying that according to their investigation, the president was born in Hawaii, he's a citizen of the U.S., and this whole birther issue ought to be over. Is it over? No, not at all. And that's where we start, in fact. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is really a pretty interesting continuation of the birther issue. And why, part of the conversation is, why is Fox so anti-Donald Trump? Here are some great clips being used by Carl Wolfson on his talk radio program from CNN's Anderson Cooper, who confronted Donald Trump with the results of the investigation into the president's birth certificate.
Donald Trump isn't stopping. And I'm going to play you a couple clips now of his latest outrageous claim. And the question is all this hurting the Republicans, as New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg said over the weekend, or are there low-information voters out there who, because of this constant drumbeat, are starting to say, well, he wasn't born here. Is it hurting the president? Donald Trump, with CNN's Anderson Cooper.
As we mentioned all along, the Gary and producer Susan Chun asked the people that they talked to, wherever they went in Hawaii and the dozens of people they talked to, they asked whether they'd also talked to Donald Trump's investigators. The answer in every case was no. In a number of interviews, Mr. Trump has talked about his investigation, but in many of the interviews, he refuses to say much about it.
I have people that actually have been studying it, and they cannot believe what they're finding.
You have people now down there searching, I mean, in Hawaii?
Absolutely, and they cannot believe what they're finding.
You say that you've sent investigators there. Have your investigators been able to unearth anything more that has given your argument credence?
I will let you know that at a future date.
You sent investigators to Hawaii, and you said, quote, they cannot believe what they're finding.
We're
going to
see what happens.
What have they found?
Well, it's none of your business right now. We're going to see what happens.
Have they found anything?
We're going to see what happens.
What have you come up with your investigators?
Well, I don't want to say that now, but it's going to be very interesting.
So that's the beginning of what Anderson Cooper presented. Then talk to Trump and listen at the end of this clip for a more outrageous charge by Donald Trump.
You've said repeatedly that you have investigators in Hawaii looking into the president's birth certificate. You said that you're looking into it very, very strongly. That's a quote. In another interview, you said that your investigators, quote, can't believe what they're finding. We've had a team in Hawaii talking to everyone from the state health department to the school where Obama's mother went, to other families who were in the hospital at the same time as when he was born. None of them say they've been contacted by anyone working for you.
Well, maybe they're not saying, and maybe they haven't contacted the same people, Anderson. There's a lot of people in Hawaii, and frankly, it's hard to believe that he doesn't just issue his birth certificate. It would be so easy to do if, in fact, he has one. And a birth certificate is not a certificate of live birth, which is a much, much lower standard, as you know.
But, I mean, to the investigation, there's not that many people in Hawaii who have knowledge of this birth certificate. We've interviewed the former director of the Hawaii Department of Health, a Republican, one of two state officials who's actually seen the original birth certificate that you're talking about in the Department of Health vault. She says she hasn't been contacted by your people. I mean, isn't that somebody they should talk to if they're there?
Well, I've been told very recently, Anderson, that the birth certificate is missing. I've been told that it's not there and it doesn't exist. And if that's the
case, told you that?
That's a big problem. I just heard that 2 days ago from somebody.
From your investigators? Or
I don't want to say who, but I've been told that the birth certificate is not there. It's missing.
So you see what happens here. Anderson Cooper asked him a direct question. Why wouldn't your so-called investigators have talked to the same people we talked to? He doesn't answer the question. He simply throws out another baseless accusation that the birth certificate is now missing. It's missing. Who told you? Oh, someone.
Well, okay. What do you think? 800-510-8255. There are a lot of political analysts who don't like Donald Trump. We'll listen to some of that as we go through this information. We're putting together the most recent pieces of conversation on talk radio about some of the events. This is a political talk radio program because that's what most news talk radio is. And so we continue. This is from CNN. Kiran Shetty talks to legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin about Donald, the claims, and where's the certificate?
I challenged Donald Trump on his birther claims. Anderson did, Gary did, Candy did. We've all done the same. CNN has thoroughly debunked his theories now. But the president could file a Freedom of Information Act to have the original birth certificate, which is stored in this vault in the Department of Health, be released to the public, or at least photocopied. Wouldn't doing that, if he did that, resolve this matter once and for all?
Not at all, because most of the people who are pushing this birther issue are out of their minds. And the fact that President Obama addresses the conspiracy theory will only add to the conspiracy theory. This is an impossible problem to address because the people who are pushing it are either bigots or insane or, like Donald Trump, just using it for political advantage.
Is there any reason why these original birth certificates, the state of Hawaii, puts them in a vault in the first place? Why aren't they made public?
A lot of states have done similar things. It's now very easy to get a certificate of live birth, which a lot of people need for passports or other purposes. It can now be computer generated. And it can be done in a variety of places. If there is only one birth certificate on file, it's a lot easier for the state to use a computer system that allows people to get access very quickly to these documents for $7 and not a lot of trouble.
You've mentioned before there really is no legal reason to produce this original birth certificate. Would there be any political advantage that the president could have if he, in fact, made that public? Or your feeling is it just wouldn't convince the people who are not going to be convinced?
I mean, if there are serious people out there who think that Obama's family planted a newspaper announcement almost 50 years ago on the theory that this baby might become president, these are not people who can be reasoned with. Also, I mean, I think there may be a political reason for Obama to keep this controversy going. This is what a lot of Republicans are talking about or even obsessed about. It makes them look crazy. That is not a problem for Barack Obama. That's a problem for the Republican Party. And sane Republicans like Karl Rove are encouraging their fellow Republicans to say, get off this craziness and get onto the issues.
And we've heard the same from Michelle Bachmann as well as Governor Jan Brewer as well, saying, look, this is not something the Republicans want to continue to embrace.
Sane Republicans like Karl Rove? Okay, let's chew on that a little while. 800-510-8255. The whole thing is crazy, and all these people are a little bit over the top. But it makes for interesting conversation. That's really what we're here to do, is promote interesting conversation. And certainly your calls and comments are the most interesting part of most of this. Agreed, yes. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. A lot of comments there. And certainly more talk radio input as the countdown continues.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and loveseat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing the windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Donald Trump is in another celebrity feud, this time with Bob De Niro.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, first, De Niro blasted birthers like Trump, calling them car salesmen who shouldn't say things they can't back up. Now, Trump fired back that De Niro's quote, not the brightest bulb.
Given this political landscape, there's so much going on in the nation. My fear is that Donald Trump, and I like him when he's here, but I think he's essentially handing Obama a second term right now, because in these accusations that Obama may not be born in this country, which we know he is, he's
well,
proven it. I just think that it's getting to the point where he's literally handing him a second term.
All right, so there's some conversation from The View about the Trump and De Niro flap this week. Here's Tacos Mario Solis Marich talking about how many Republicans, including Michelle Bachmann, are trying to distance themselves from Donald Trump.
Michelle Bachmann, after a couple of years of insinuating that Barack Obama wasn't a citizen of the United States, said the other day in an interview, okay, no, it's a done deal. I now know that he was born here. And the reporter didn't ask her, what happened? Well, why the change? Did you see a birth certificate? And by the way, she didn't see a birth certificate that she hadn't seen before. She saw a poll that she hadn't seen before. And she got a phone call from Republican leadership telling her stuff that she hadn't heard them say before. Like, nobody trusts us anymore. And it's because there's a bunch of crazy people out there that instead of spending time worried about the American people are running around for Barack Obama's birth certificate, looking for Barack Obama's birth certificate. And by the way, now all you have to do is spend $100 and you get a copy from the state of Hawaii. So this birther opportunity has now become a birther crisis. Right? It has now become a birther crisis for the GOP. And the GOP is trying to wipe the stink off of themselves in time for the election. Now even Fox News admits Barack Obama as a citizen.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us.
Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Professional.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so I'm coming up with a theory, maybe a conspiracy theory, which I will tell you about after we listen. As the countdown continues, focusing on Donald Trump and the birther issue, here's Bill Handel talking about the next crazy claim from Donald Trump about the president's education.
We know about the fight between Trump and President Obama. That's been going on for a while. Well, first of all, let's talk about Donald. You know, he's been going crazy, the Donald, with the birther business. You know, that's sort of a given, okay? And everybody's looking who knows anything or thinks goes, huh? What are you going? So he has come up with a new one against Obama, which is also great fun. He had an interview with the AP this week, and he says he really doesn't know much about the president, including the fact that, you know, apparently he was a very poor student.
I heard he was a terrible student. Terrible. He went to Occidental. I heard he was a terrible student. Not like, okay, I heard he was a bad student. How does a bad student then go to Columbia and then go to Harvard? How does this happen?
Yeah, how does it? That's a good question. How do it happen? By the way, how about some grades? How about some proof? How about a statement or two from a former teacher? Well, he did admit in the interview that he didn't have any solid proof that Obama was a poor student, but he's going to look into the issue, especially since he heard Obama has spent millions to keep his educational record secret. How do you spend millions to keep your educational record secret? I guess you file injunctions, temporary restraining orders against Occidental to not release records or grade point averages, which, by the way, are confidential anyway. I mean, if you want to go to Cal State Northridge and you want to pull my records, my GPA, and find out my GPA is basically about a C-, you can't do that unless they give you permission or unless it's going directly to a school that I'm applying for, cosmetology school or embalmer school or where the hell I'm going. So here's good old Trump. He spent millions. And of course, he still wants to see Obama's birth certificate. And a quick word about Occidental. That is not a small, jerky college. Well, it's a small college, but Occidental is a damn good school. Now, of course, it's not Cal State Northridge. Very few institutions are. But Occidental is considered a good school. Don't know what his grade point average is. Now, when he went to Harvard Medical, by the way, Columbia is quite the university, too, just to let you know. And let's talk about Harvard Law, because he's such a crap student, right? Editor of the Harvard Law Review. That's considered the number one law student in the nation. And that is an automatic clerkship to the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. That's the only automatic clerkship that goes is editor of the Harvard Law Review, my understanding. Oh, by the way, magna cum laude out of Harvard Law. Yep, terrible student. Good for you, Trump.
That's Bill Handel. Okay, so here's my conspiracy theory. You ready? I think it is very possible that Trump could be working with the Democrats, working with Obama's people, working with Obama himself to discredit the Republicans. The traditional Republican establishment, which is Fox News and that ilk, falling a little harder than they might have for this, I think there's every possibility that in this day and age, anything is possible, including Donald Trump working with Obama to discredit Republicans so the Democrats win in 2012. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Countdown time is 28 past the hour.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Follow us on Facebook. You can go to the Facebook icon at DougStephan.com in the listen box. That's the easiest way to do it. You can archive, by the way, or listen anytime you'd like to any hour of the countdown. That's downloadable as well. Follow the prompts for that at DougStephan.com. A lot of people want to keep up with what's going on in the world of news talk radio, but don't have a chance to listen to both hours of our daily program or the three-hour weekend recap. You can find it all there. Pretty interesting to go back a month or two or three or four, or even longer than that, listen to some of the issues and how they change. And this focus on Donald Trump and the issue about who ought to be the Republican candidate, pretty interesting as the Fox stuff shakes out. You know which side they're on. Are there good candidates out there? I suppose that's a side of this. Who are good choices for a presidential? What are the qualities that you want to see in somebody running? Is Donald Trump got him? He's a businessman. A lot of people like that. To repeat my conspiracy theory, I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump could be conspiring, that is, working with the Obama people to discredit Republicans. I think that he's capable of that for whatever. What good does it do him? I don't know. Who knows what promises have been made? If Obama's in power and Donald Trump needs things from the government to start a project, to build a project, with him, the dollar and business is number one, even though he said some things that are pretty true right on about how horribly America is viewed in the rest of the world and our difficult economic considerations. All of that's true. But again, what's possible? How do people think? 800-510-8255. All right, here's talk host David Hunt talking to one of his callers about whether anybody would really vote for Trump anyway.
Hey, Donald.
Listen, two things. First off, this thing with Trump here, you know, it's just like a bunch of guys, you know, before they get shot off, everybody can shoot their mouth off and say what they want. And once you have a couple of rounds come by, you get a little more humble. And the vote is kind of like that. People can say what they want, but when they shut the curtain on that little box and kind of thinking about who's going to run my country, get a little more serious about it. So it's all well and good to make a lot of noise about the birther and whatnot, but when it comes down to it, people are not going to vote on that. However,
isn't that the issue, Donald? One of them is, do we see Donald Trump sitting at the desk?
Well, that, that, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the transition. People said that about Reagan to a point, but he had been a governor. He had done things. He had done things in a very...
I remember they said that, and he was a serious man. I mean, Reagan. Was
that's
a
what I was going to say. He had the gravitas, so to speak.
Good word.
He used that word. But
yes, that's a good word. Reagan
did have
absolutely
it.
Did.
No, Trump doesn't. Trump's a showman, and that's what he's coming across as. However, I think Obama's making a mistake by not really putting some water on this issue, because it's going to be a very tough election for him for a number of reasons. But he really should come out and just put the water on it. Come out. Publish what you got to publish. If there is something derogatory on the birth certificate that he doesn't want it,
do you think? Who do you see running against him to make it tough then?
Well,
you think
what, I don't know.
Why do you think
know.
The economy
I
is so
it's
bad?
It's really too early to tell. There's so many out there. The people are upset. If you go back to remember, Clinton was not beat by Clinton. The initial election of Clinton was not a Clinton victory. It was a Perot attack on Bush.
Yeah,
had that not happened,
19%, whatever Pearl got after he quit.
Yeah, he did. I don't understand that. It almost seemed like there was some kind of bad blood between Bush and Pearl on that. But he definitely caused that election. So you don't know what's going to happen. The problem the Republicans have is that if they beat themselves up too badly in the primary, they leave themselves in a weak position running for the presidency.
Yeah.
And that's the difficult.
And I think that the problem can be also... that you got the Tea Party people are upset with the candidates they put in. They're not as hardline as they want them. You got an undertow there. You've got people like Trump drawing people away. It can hurt the Republican Party to the point where it doesn't matter who they put in a very bad economy with our nation fighting still two different places, Iraq and Afghanistan, people wanting us to be a third in Libya, and Obama may get a pass if they can figure it out.
Conspiracy. Getting it? Make any sense? 800-510-8255. It sure as heck does to me as I look at some of these reviews of various talk hosts. Time for the news media to stop focusing on Donald Trump. He gets lots of attention. A lot of people start thinking about what he's saying. And they go, oh, well, the Republicans are all nuts. Let's put Obama, as bad as he is, back in there. I'm telling you, stranger things have happened. Keith calls the countdown from Tampa. Hello, Keith, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I think, you know, all this stuff about Obama possibly being an affirmative action appointee, you know, to Harvard goes back to the 08 election cycle, because Obama said in his book that he was a terrible student in college, that he experimented with cocaine and marijuana. And a civil rights attorney went on a New York news station and said that he got Obama into Harvard. His name is Percy Sutton. He died last year.
How did he get to be the editor of the Harvard Law Review? That'd be a good question, though, wouldn't it?
Affirmative action. And we live in a country that is almost obsessed with the advancement of black people, and it's politically, it might just be.
All right, so what do you think? Then, listening to you, it seems to me you think there may not be anything to my conspiracy theory, but that Trump is really right.
Well, I think he's right about Obama going to, you know, being an affirmative, you know, benefiting from affirmative action.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he could still be part of the conspiracy, you know, the conspiracy.
Isn't it a shame, Keith, when we get right down to brass tacks, that we have so many people in this country who are so qualified, capable, but not willing to put themselves through this ringer that basically is the news media, in order to have somebody that really knew what they were doing? We've had terrible presidents. They're getting worse and worse and worse. And therefore, the country is in worse shape. And everybody's standing around scratching their head, what's wrong here? Well, you can think of a lot of things that are wrong, including the way the news media pushes some of this stuff. Thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Ken, you're in Virginia, and you are on the air on the Talk Radio Countdown Show live. Hi.
Yes, I'm not a supporter of Donald Trump for president. I support Ron Paul. But Donald Trump is spot on the birth certificate matter. When the report came on the Drudge report that Dr. Jerome Corsi, who is a Ph.D. from Harvard and is not a nutcase, is writing a new book, which will be come out hardcover, $25, Where is the Birth Certificate? This thing hit the top of Amazon.com, and it shows...
All right, so if that's the case, Ken, why are all the establishment Republicans and their operatives like Fox News going against the Donald and pushing this to the wall in the other direction? Why would they do that?
Well, they don't know about it, but now World Net Daily has been telling about Jerome Corsi's written books, bestseller New York Times books on immigration, but they've been promoting his work for some for a couple of years now. So he's credible. In addition, Jack Cashel was interviewed. He's an investigative reporter for 20 years, and before that, a teacher of English, and he's written a 500-page book, and he was interviewed for an hour on C-SPAN's Book TV last month, and he said not only was the Dreams from My Father book had a lot of stuff which was made up, but of course he didn't write it, and that's normal for these powerful figures. They don't have time to write books. In addition, in the alternative weekly newspaper American Free Press, Victor Thorne has written a credible article saying that Obama made a slip of the tongue when he said that his father had been in served in the World War II, and that was a mistake. It wasn't because the senior Obama had never served on World War II, but the man who did, who was his mentor, I think his name is Frank Davis. He did serve, and so
you referred to that guy often as his father. All right, thanks for that input. Vincent is in North Carolina. You have something to say? Let's add to the conversation here. Vincent, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Doug. I like Trump. I like some of his ideas.
Yeah, I do,
but
too.
He needs to get away from this Obama thing. Obama discredits himself every day all by himself. So why?
Well, that's why I suggested that it's possible that something between Trump and Obama. Maybe Trump needs something. And Obama promises that, you know, there are stranger things that have happened, pal, right?
It's possible, but you know what? Maybe everybody is now trying to find something. They're going fishing. They're digging something different.
There's a lot of fishing going on, no question about that. Thanks for your call, sir. Like the input, 800-510-8255. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out whether we keep going with Donald Trump because there's a lot of phone interest or whether we turn our attention to the price of gasoline, which is kind of connected to the Republican situation. Stand by while we work that out. 16 before the hour on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
800-510-8255. I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to move on to the price of gasoline. David in San Francisco, KNEW. Go ahead, David.
Hey, morning, Doug.
Hi.
You know, I'm a Nader supporter, so I don't really, you know, give a hoot about the Democrats or Republicans. But I got to disagree with this idea whether or not Trump is in collusion with Obama. Trump can be just as much a phony as the Republicans or the Democrats. This idea that, you know, you've got a guy that claims that he can teach you how to be a millionaire by choosing your parents. And, he inherited millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, he didn't. He was given $2 million by his father. His father said, see what you can do with it. That's really the story.
Well,
the other stuff you've said is correct. I mean, it seems to be correct. You know, it makes some sense.
These guys are they're making it up out of whole cloth. The Republicans essentially are teaching us how to be stupid because they don't want us to be smart.
Well, even the whole country is dumbing down, and that's the political process. And excuse me, how we go through it is an example of that. David, let me move on. Thank you. Here's on the gas price side of things, where the Republicans are pretty vulnerable, as is Obama. Scott Voorhees talks to Congressman Terry Lee about the president's investigation into gas price manipulation.
The president says he's going to look into price fixing the part of the gas stations. How is it, Congressman Lee, Terry, that gas stations, I mean, if they're talking about cheap gas, a nickel less per gallon, it's not like someone says, oh, we sell special generic gas over here, and it's a lot cheaper. Gas all costs about the same everywhere.
Well, that would be very unique if every gas station in the United States had somehow conspired to set the prices and gouge. Mm-hmm. The reality is this is a world commodity market that's being driven up by a variety of circumstances, the basis of which is we aren't increasing supply as demand increases.
Well, the president said last week he's going to look at some of the speculators and look at their role in determining gas prices. What do you think of the president's energy policy, whatever this has been?
Well, there's no doubt that speculators are involved. They're one of the issues here. But once again, if we had a supply of oil and refined gasoline, the speculators would not be speculating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the president.
It all comes back to supply.
You heard me say a moment ago, the president said, we need to increase drilling domestically. And then Shell Oil said, well, we've been sitting on this project here in the Arctic Sea, just north of Alaska, for 5 years. Can we finally get going on this? And the EPA said, no. Now, you're familiar with this
and
situation.
And who's the head of the EPA? I mean, who appoints the director and who does she answer to?
The president
of the United States.
Yeah.
So when the president stands up before us and says, we're going to drill more, and then almost immediately withdraws for no reason. We had a hearing on this. The EPA evaded the questions on why. They came up with some lame answers that were really nonsensical. You have to say that he is truly not serious about it. He's saying things, but, you know, actions to me speak much louder than the words.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Place.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Americans are upset over the rising gasoline prices. Republicans in Congress aim to fix the blame on one person when they return next week from recess, and that's the president. Richard, listening to The Flag, one of the great stations in the Midwest in Fargo, North Dakota. Richard, you are on the air, sir. Thanks for the call.
Good morning. Yeah, we finally got rid of the snow here.
God bless you.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to offer an observation. I've kind of noticed, you know, these electric cars coming on the grid and things like that. And there's, you know, that's all good and fine. And it got me thinking, you know, why aren't our electrical rates so sporadic?
You know, you're a genius, Richard. They're out of control. And you know why? Because they've been allowed, because of their campaign contributions, to the big power companies. NSTAR is an example of it in the Northeast, and there are a half a dozen others around the country. You look at the amount of money that they contribute to various candidates, either as a corporate citizen or the individual people that are running it, and it's absurd and obscene. It's the same old story, Richard. The campaign is financed by these whores who get their way once they're in power. The people that are politicians pay attention to them and not to you, and therefore they get away with, they get the Justice Department to approve their mergers, which are not in your interest. They keep cranking up the rates to these obscene numbers. Their profits are out of this world, and it's all because of crooked politics and crooked politicians who don't want to make this your benefit. They want to make it their benefit. It is that simple, that easy to figure out. This stuff, whether we go back to regulation or not, but man, if you hit that nail right on the head, thank you for calling. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking about how everybody blamed President Bush a couple of years ago when gas prices went high, but now the news media is giving the president a pass.
During the Bush administration, when the price of oil went through the roof, they looked squarely down Pennsylvania Avenue. They looked at the White House and the cronies of the Bush administration, and they blamed it on the White House that he wasn't doing anything because he was helping his cronies in D.C. Well, the media, people in the media you wouldn't think would speak out about the price of gasoline are now speaking out about the price of gasoline. I find it interesting where they're getting their information and now who they're blaming. I don't need to introduce this person. The voice gives it away, but listen to this commentary about gas prices.
The gas companies are about to tell us how much money they made, and I understand that, but I am really pissed about how the price of gas keeps rising, not every month or something. It's every damn day. Every day.
Well, there it is. Everybody's thrilled. It's every day. Yeah, that's what happens. And then it won't go down nearly as quickly. We get it. I see it all the time, right? But whose fault? Whose fault is it? One more piece of audio. This is one of the things also that scares people to death. This is what slows down an economy, is the prospect of what might happen. Not necessarily how it is, but what might happen. This is ABC reporters, Avila, is that how you pronounce his name? Listen to this. Avila? Okay. I want you to listen to what he says about the potential for gas prices.
Sort of an irrational fear that's going on right now, and not necessarily among the public. It's among the stock market and among the people who control the prices. And what they're doing right now is they're driving prices up because they're worried, not that there's a shortage now, but that there would be a shortage later on because of the Middle East, what's going on in the Middle East. What's interesting is that the refinery capacity now in the United States is not fully blown. There's still 20% left. They could produce more gas. Gas usage has gone down the last 6 weeks. There really is no rational reason why the price should be this high. But what they're doing is because people, companies, and people who buy lots of oil who may need oil in the summer or late summer right now and are concerned there could be a shortage then are buying it now in futures and driving the prices up. Gas prices rise quite quickly when there's a problem like this. They go down very slowly. So, and especially now because we're going into the summer driving season, it's very doubtful that the prices are going to go down. In fact, the experts we've talked to say we're one hurricane in the Gulf area from reaching $6 a gallon gas.
Oh, there we are. A hurricane. There's something you can't control. Global warming could stop it, though.
All right, so... Speculators, gas prices, the Republicans say this is our issue. Obama's vulnerable. He's got Donald Trump on his side, so he's A-OK, right? Lots of great conversation here, as usual, and we're all charged up about it. Thank you for paying attention to what's going on and being involved in the continuing process of monitoring what's going on in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio.